We've got a little bonus coverage for you here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official app, Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro, along with Glenn Macnow. And as you know, the Eagles going into this game with the background that pretty much everybody out there thinks the Falcons are going to win this game. So we decided to come up with a list of great Eagles playoff wins that were considered upset victories.
They've done it.
If the Eagles win this game on Saturday, I guess it's considered an upset victory. Well, when the Eagles win this game on Saturday.
That is correct. Vegas has the Falcons as the
favorite. We don't talk
about
that in the NFL.
Okay. Yeah. Some people have the Falcons as a favorite, wherever
the analysts
geographically they might be.
The analysts believe Falcons are going to win. But we think history shows that the Eagles have a very succinct and definitive path to victory.
Been there before.
Yeah, let's do it.
10 years ago. Okay. 2009 years ago. 2008 season. You remember Dave Eagles snuck into the playoffs at 9-6-1.
Oh, yes.
Right? Who knew what
Crazy.
Was going to happen there? They opened with a wild card win at the Vikings. Minor upset, but an upset, but that was fine. And then they go to the Meadowlands to play the 12-4 NFC East Giants. Giants were the number one ranked team in the conference that year. Giants are an odd game. Giants are up 11-10. Safety on Donovan for intentional grounding in his own end zone. But Eagles intercept Eli twice. Steve Smith, Giants receiver, fumbles. Eagles defense is great. Eagles offense couldn't really do much that game. But they manage one drive, a one-yard touchdown pass to Brent Celek. Eagles win it 23-11.
Trent Cole with the big Heisman move or the big stiff arm,
right? That's right.
On Eli.
Right. Yeah.
Great win. Great win. Up the turnpike, the defense shows up. I mean, I bet there's going to be a common theme here about defense. Go ahead.
There may be well. Yeah. There may well be. All right, second one, 2001. There may be well. Second round in 2001, Eagles beat Tampa at home in the first round. God, that was a fun game.
Yes.
They win a trip to play the 13-3 Chicago Bears, who everybody thought, oh, they're invincible, the Chicago Bears. How did the Bears go 13-3 with Dick Geron as the coach and Jim Miller as the quarterback?
I don't know. That weak division?
Maybe. Yeah. It's not exactly Belichick and Brady there. Well, they won because the Bears had the league's best defense that year. Allowed 203 points. But what happens? The Eagles come in and put up 33. The key to the game, our old friend Hugh Douglas knocks Jim Miller out of the game. They got to bring in Shane Matthews.
Whew.
Not ready for prime time. Eagles offense did nothing. Deuce was the best player. Rushed for 66. Caught 7 passes. A touchdown. It was the defense held the Bears to 10 first downs that game. Just 184 yards of defense. Eagles win.
Defense. Defense. What do you got for number
there
3?
There you go. Number 3. This is more about the offense. But the defense was good.
Okay.
December 30th, 1995. This is the last time the Eagles were a home underdog in the playoffs to the Detroit Lions, who Lions were 10-6 but had won their last 7 games. They had this aura of invincibility coming into the game. 7-7 after the first quarter, and then the Eagles score 31 points in the second quarter. It was amazing. The first half ends with Rodney Pete throwing a Hail Mary to
Rob Carpenter.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes. Oof. There's two names in the Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
51-7 in the third quarter before the Eagles kind of call off the dogs, clear the bench. They got James Saxon and Ed West touched the ball in that game. I didn't remember James Saxon.
What was the name of the Detroit Lions offensive lineman who guaranteed victory?
Guaranteed victory. That was Lomas Brown.
Yes, well done.
And then after the game, Lomas Brown goes up to Ray Rhodes and says, hey, you know, I'm a free agent. If you want to sign me, I'd be interested.
Detroit had no business at the Vet that day. The Eagles in their Kelly Green uniforms pulling off the playoff upset. So the road is paved for the Eagles to win on Saturday. Thanks for joining us.